Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got some things I want to talk to you about. I want to ask you if when you do business with a big customer, when you do business with somebody on credit, did you make a sale or did you make a loan? Maybe a loan you can't afford. That's what I want to talk about. But first, let me congratulate you on making that nice sale. You've worked hard to get customers to come and buy your stuff, haven't you? Success feels great, doesn't it? I mean this. Congratulations. This is a big deal, right? Well, I'm sorry, but I've got a little bit of cold water treatment I've got to give you. Because what if I said you can succeed yourself out of business? Retailers selling to consumers get paid at the point of sale, right? You buy your food, you buy your stuff at the hardware store, you give them your money, put a credit card in, they get their money right then. But if you have business customers, they expect an open account relationship where they pay you in 30 days sometimes. And there's the rub. So let's do some easy but critical math. When you extend credit to customers, you have to fund virtually the entire amount of the sale until the day you get paid. Everything but net profit, which if you're lucky, is in the, you actually get small single digits if you're lucky. It might be negative if you're not profitable. You're funding more than the price of the sale. So think about that, folks. The moment you deliver to a customer on credit, you haven't so much made a sale as you have made a loan. And any banker will tell you that two out of three things that can happen with a loan are bad. Besides being paid later than agreed, another thing is sometimes it doesn't get paid at all. For an undercapitalized small business, which is redundant by the way, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business, such possibilities, those two out of three options, are perilous. But even though your business is not a bank, business customers expect credit from you. So one of your many disciplines as a small business is to act like a bank. That's why, over the years, I've asked bankers and other credit experts to provide us with key fundamental elements that will help small business owners improve their chances of getting credit, turning credit into opportunity. What can we do to turn making a sale and being so excited about that and continuing to be excited because we turn it into opportunity? Here are those three important steps. First, credit information. The customer must clearly understand your terms going in, my friends. What is it, net 30? Are you going to give them a 2% discount if they pay in 10 days? What are your terms? They must understand that. You got to be clear and blatant about this. Very emphatic about what your terms are. Next, collect your prospects. The person making the sale to, collect their credit information. Before you deliver the product, check their credit and their trade references. Check them, call them, follow through on that. And then ask this question. Here's the third one. Ask this question. Who are your prospects' customers? Who are their customers? Because if your customer, if you find out that your prospect is giving credit to someone that you know is a bad credit risk, that could affect your account. If they don't pay your customer can't pay you. The best time to do these steps is at the point of sale, when everyone is happy, and also before delivery. And if you're tempted to extend credit without these steps, ask yourself this question. How long will it take to recover from losing the money that that sale represented? How long would it take you to recover from that? Think about that, folks. You got to ask yourself that question. The next thing is account level. For small business customers, determine in advance the level of credit you'll extend to each one. Each time you talk to a customer, a prospect, you got to say, okay, how much can I let them have? How far can I let them go before they pay me? If they're doing a lot of business with you, you have to say, okay, I can only afford to loan to have $2,000 at a time out. So if you go over $2,000, I need you to make a payment. You can't let them owe you more than they can pay. Someone has to make that decision, even though it's not an easy one. Corporate customers could ask you for more credit than you can capitalize. That's another thing. You don't want some people to extend credit beyond what they can pay. Corporate customers, the big companies, obviously they can pay their bills, right? Because usually they have a lot of money. But the question is, can you capitalize? Can you afford to be that far out without being paid from them? This may sound like a high-class problem, but the question is not whether you'll get your money, but when. And believe it or not, there's more peril. Folks, write this down. This is going to be in the test. There's more peril in big customers paying late than small customers not paying at all. There's more, you could be in more danger if you've got a lot of big customers. You could be just as out of business if big customers pay you late than if small customers don't pay you at all. Having a slow pay policy, folks, this is very important to remember. Having a slow pay policy towards small business vendors, which means often more than 90 days, is one of corporate America's dirty little secrets. Trust me, I've done the research on this. I know how they are. Be careful with the big companies. And then the third one is diligent follow-up. Call customers quickly when the account goes over the agreed term payments. Experts say your likelihood of collecting diminishes every month that goes by. Larger firms and banks budget for bad debt. They say if you have no bad debt, your credit policies are probably too rigid. You, small businesses, can't afford such a policy. You and I, we have to collect our money. We have to be smarter about extending credit. So don't let poor credit practices take you down. Remember, have you made a sale or have you made a loan that you can't afford? 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.